We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Orkin. You know when something goes wrong at home and you just freak out, especially when it comes to pests? Ants in the marinara, cockroaches hanging around your bubble bath, an uninvited rat at your daughter's birthday party. Don't let pests ruin the moment. Get an Orkin tech out to your house tomorrow. They'll protect your time and your temper. Visit Orkin.com/bugoff to save $50 on your first pest control service with the promo code POD50. Orkin, home is where the bugs aren't.
Steve, what do you have for us closing remarks wise today?
Yeah, here's something that I think is very helpful to people. And it would help you open yourself up to really what God truly can have for you. And the reason I'm saying that is because oftentimes we limit what God can do in our lives simply by the way we think, mm-hmm. and simply by our expectations. God has he's limitless. You can't put him in a box. You can't put what God can do for you in the parameters of your thinking. What you've got to do is you've got to open up your mind so you can be open to all of his goodness and what he can do for you. And I'm saying that to say this because a lot of times people ask God and only think about stuff that they can see themselves attaining, mm-hmm. basically with your check. There's a scripture that says you have not because you ask not. Well, then most people go, Lord, help me make my rent. Mm. And then I have to ask you, well, don't he always? Why would you not ask God for a mortgage? Well, become a homeowner. Then here comes the thinking of man. You start putting in stuff like, well, I don't make enough money. My credit score. I haven't been on my job long enough. I can't afford that. Therefore, why would I sit up and ask for that? See, you're knocking yourself out of so many blessings that God can have for you by your limited thinking, because God has no limits. So you have to open up your mind. So you have to start thinking of things that is in your imagination. Why would you not ask God for a big house? You don't think that God got enough sense. Based on this scripture, you have not because you ask not. Most people don't ask because they don't see no way they can get it. You don't think that if you ask God for a big house, you don't think he got enough sense to make a way for you to get the house? Hmm. You don't think that he knows that you need more money and that he know how to make a way for you to make more money? You don't think he got that part figured out? You think he needs your help figuring that out? You don't think that he know that if you got X amount of dollars, your credit score really don't matter? You don't think he know that? He know all of that, but you've limited to see what he can do and how he can move in your life because you won't think big enough. There is a book that changed my life. The name of the book is called The Magic of Thinking Big, and it's by David Schwartz. It's The Magic of Thinking Big, and I didn't understand this until I was selling Amway. Amway was one of the greatest periods of my life because it introduced me to positive books. It introduced me to self-motivation and self-help books. And those are really the only books I read. Outside of the Bible, I don't read anything. I don't read novels, love stories. I ain't got no time for that. But The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. I have time to read that because The Magic of Thinking Big taught me something. It taught me that it does not require any more brain power to think big than it does to think small. It doesn't require any more. You ain't got to grunt. Look, you can say Volkswagen or you can say Rolls Royce. It doesn't, your brain don't have to shift and burn more sales and You got to throw yourself into something to say Rolls Royce versus Volkswagen. It doesn't hurt more to say rent or mortgage. It doesn't hurt no more to say new car than used car. It doesn't hurt more to say hand me down than it costs you to say brand new. If you buy this book, The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz, it's an amazing way. It changed my thinking in my 20s. And so I started thinking big. Once I started thinking big, I started opening up to the possibilities of God, because God is big. Am I not right? God is big. So why would you get in the way of his bigness with your small-mindedness? See, you're getting in the way of your blessings by the way you think. You keep thinking in terms of your paycheck. God ain't in your paycheck. Get out of your paycheck, man. Get out of your current situations. Where you are is just temporary. God has another place for you. God got a great life for you. But you got to invite him in and let him show it to you. Quit wasting his time with this little bitty man. Get out of your own way. You are in your way with your limited thinking. People ask me all the time, man, why are you always at the meetings? Why don't you just sit down and take your day off? Because I can't get where I'm going sitting down taking my days off. I'm about the business of becoming successful and happy. Now, am I successful? Yeah. Am I happy? Yeah. Happier than I ever been. And I have everything I need. Can I tell y'all that? I don't need nothing else. But I'm in the want side of life. Mm-hmm. I just want. I'm not greedy. I'm not asking you to give me nothing. I'm willing to work for other things I want. I want to see how the other class of people live. I want to see what that's like. I want to see what it's like when my grandchildren's children will remember my name because I left them something, because I created a legacy that I put money away for my grandchildren and my children's children. That's what I'm working on. You can do that. God is capable. Get out your way. This is the book again, y'all. The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. Go buy it. Go buy it. Just go buy it.
Man, I'm gonna get it today.
It changed the way you think. Just check it out. It's a really, really great book. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great weekend.
I'm going to get audio because I don't read that well, so I have somebody to read.
Yeah, that's good.
Nor can you see.
Y'all have a great weekend. Y'all blaze.
Everyone has experienced heartbreak, and that's why I started the Heartbroken Podcast. I'm Fallon. I host the Heartbroken Podcast, where real people share real stories of heartbreak. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.